Exercise 4B, page 120. You will hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about experiences they have had. Look at task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H, the reason each person gives for choosing their destination. Now look at task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H, what each speaker gained from their experience. Speaker 1.
Visiting the Grand Canyon had always been at the top of my bucket list of things I wanted to do before I reached my 30th birthday, but nothing could have prepared me for the moment I first caught sight of it. I've seen it in photographs so many times, but being there in person was something else altogether. I went with a tour group. I'd never met any of the other members of the group before the trip, but we shared such an amazing experience that we've become very good friends. We're constantly in contact with one another, and we're even planning another trip together next year. We're thinking of going on a camel ride through the desert.
Speaker 2.
My brother just started a new company offering once-in-a-lifetime trips. He hopes to fulfill his clients' every wish and give them an experience to remember. As a favor to him, I agreed to go along on one of the trips and evaluate the experience. I thought it was just going to be a bit of a break from my 9-to-5 life. Nothing could have prepared me for what happened. I went to Kathmandu in Nepal, which is an amazing place. But while I was there, I saw a lot of suffering caused by an earthquake that had hit the area a few years back. It affected me so much that I decided to give up my life back home and volunteer for a charity project, rebuilding a school and hospital in the area.
Speaker 3.
I wish I'd visited the castle sooner. But you know what it's like. You live in a place and you think you've got plenty of time to explore. And then life gets in the way. And you never get around to it. In fact, I still don't think I would have visited the place if I hadn't given my word to my cousin that we would go when she came to stay for New Year. But I'm so glad I did. It's an amazing sight with so much history, and it gave me a newfound appreciation of my home. My visit actually prompted me to find out more about the area, which, in turn, led me to my new job as a tour guide. Now I get to introduce more people to the wonders of my home.
Speaker 4.
I've been on holiday with my family a lot in the past, but this was the first time my sister and I travelled alone. I wasn't sure if we would get along on the trip. We've been known to fall out over the silliest of things. But I felt it was important that we try, as I was moving away from home and wouldn't see much of her in the future. We went on a cruise around the Mediterranean and saw some amazing things. But the best thing about the trip was getting to know my sister properly. After the trip, I was surprised that I not only felt closer to her, but I saw her in a different light. It was more like we had become friends and weren't just siblings anymore.
Speaker 5.
My best friend recommended that I join him on his morning run through the park when the doctor told me to get more exercise. But that sounded a bit boring to me. Instead, I decided to take up hiking. I didn't realize that there were so many wonderful hiking trails in the area that are suitable for all levels of experience. I started out on the easier trails and had such a great time that I kept going back and worked my way up to the harder hikes. Now I'm part of a group that plans excursions every weekend, and I've even got my friend interested in joining us. Not to mention that the regular exercise has done my health a world of good.